migration pact. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The United States and Canada have reached a deal that allows both countries to turn away migrants who cross illegally at the northern border. Fox News Digital has confirmed the agreement will mean migrants who attempt to cross illegally between ports of entry into either country will be returned, which officials believe will deter irregular migration at the U.S.-Canada border. The president now in Canada for meetings with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Earlier today at the White House, the president celebrated the 13th anniversary of the Affordable Care Act.
President Biden says the Affordable Care Act has become a critical part of providing health care to 40 million Americans and saving lives.
The Affordable Care Act is a big reason why millions of people with pre-existing conditions can afford to have insurance, period.
Commemorating 13 years since it was signed into law, vowing to continue expanding coverage and fighting Republicans, he says, still want to repeal it.
Well, let's finish the job. Let's protect lower prescription drug costs for everyone. Let's expand health care coverage for more people so they get care. Let's keep building an economy from the middle out and the bottom up. And let's remember who we are. We're the United States of America.
Adding his budget aims to strengthen Medicare and Social Security. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
CEO of TikTok before a House committee today facing questions as the app faces a growing scrutiny over security concerns. Florida Republican Anna Paulina Luna has a warning about TikTok for parents.
If you're a parent and you have a child that has this app on their phone, understand that you are opening up all of your private information and data as well to this company and the CCP.
TikTok CEO Shou Chu tried to assure lawmakers that the app is taking steps to ensure user privacy. A Pennsylvania woman has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for her role in the Capitol riot and encouraging others to steal then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's laptop. America is listening to Fox News.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. ArmorAll, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
The transgender health bill at the center of a heated debate has advanced through the Nebraska state legislature.
After 3 days of contentious debate, Nebraska lawmakers voting Thursday to advance the legislation banning gender-affirming care for minors that includes hormone treatments, puberty blockers, and gender reassignment surgery for those 18 and younger. The bill gained the national spotlight earlier this month when Nebraska State Senators Michaela Kavanaugh and Megan Hunt vowed to filibuster every bill that comes before the legislature this session, Hunt taking particular umbrage to the bill as the mother of a trans son. The bill will have to survive two more rounds of debate to pass in the unique one-house, officially nonpartisan Nebraska legislature. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
New economic conditions bring a short-term real estate opportunity.
In February, it was cheaper to buy a house than at the same time last year. First time in a long time. So buyers have been jumping in to take advantage. The National Association of Realtors finds the price of homes dropped in February for the first time since February 2012 by 0.2%. Mortgage rates were again under 7% at 6.6 for a 30-year fixed. So home sales jumped 14.5% in February nationally. Buyers are again facing more competing offers. Realtors suggest under these conditions, prices may not stay lower for long. Some areas holding firm now for the spring season, even going up, advising buyers to strike quickly. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Ford's electric vehicle business has lost $3 billion before taxes during the past 2 years, and the company says it will lose a similar amount this year as the company invests heavily in the new technology. The figures were released today as Ford rolled out a new way of reporting its financial results, which separates electric vehicles into its own entity. Wall Street stocks closed mostly higher after a wobbly day of trading as worries continued about the banking industry. The Dow added 75. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.